We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Is for the opening week of the 2013-2014 season. Tonight is the third game of a triple header at Afton. Would have been a quadruple header, but there is no JV girls basketball team. Afton has gone 0-2 tonight. The BG boys JVs defeating Afton in the first game. Don't have that score, but the just watched an entertaining girls game. Afton came up short on that one, 45-40, but they made Bainbridge Guilford sweat. BG could not put it away until less than a minute to go. BG without several players, but 45-40 was the final. Entertaining game, very quick second half, but when you do these kind of multiple games agendas, we're always late, and here it is, 8 o'clock. So that's what we wind up doing in these setups. But we're okay. It's still a good crowd here. And a very, very cold night, so the gym is extremely warm. We'll see what happens here. The Afton boys coming off that stinging loss to the Harpersville Hornets, no pun intended necessarily, but the Hornets played their best game by far, winning 64-44, and Afton obviously not playing their best game of a 1-2 or of a 2-1 season. So they are looking to get this back on track. They've already played Bainbridge Guilford. These two teams have already played way, way, way back. The first game of the season before Thanksgiving, that's one thing. But to play as early as they did is just amazing. November the 17th they played. And the final score... the final score was 67-58 in favor of Afton. So the 19th. It was my mother's 79th birthday, November 19th. I'm sorry, I was doing two things at once. They've already played. It was a non-league game, and it went back and forth. So Afton hopes to reprise that kind of effort for tonight's game. Bainbridge Guilford wants to get a little bit more points and shut down on defense. We're not sure if they're at full strength tonight or not. Afton should be at full strength with their point guard, Darian Heath, who's been having a nagging ankle injury slow him down, which is why he didn't play much the other night. He should be back tonight and should be in the starting lineup. That's all coming up ahead as we give you more details of the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. They've got all your transportation needs. That includes daily rentals and an expert service department. Call 563-4311. It's Chambers and O'Hara wishing Coach Greg Warren and the BG Bobcats and their players and fans, Coach Dick Winans and his Afton Crimson Knights and their players and fans the best in tonight's ballgame. And, of course, these two teams, very local rivals and have already played once, so I know they know each other so very well, but our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports Rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And a reminder that if you've got folks that are better suited to listen on the Internet, whether it's local, across the world, across the country, wherever, it is WCDOsports.com. I talked to one of the Afton players tonight. He says he went home Tuesday night, and he thanked me for the nice things I said about him. He said, but we really did not play very well. So we hope to get it back tonight and have a win so we can put that in the WCDO Sports On Demand. Very savvy when it came to our CDO technical part of the broadcast. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about these teams. We have not seen Bainbridge Guilford, so let's get you up to date on that as well, what they've done. They're 0-4, struggling early in the season, trying to get continuity. We'll tell you more about that. The Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, Afton, Bainbridge Guilford boys, live on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers & O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers & O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers & O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
These new McDonald's CBO sandwiches are good.
So good.
They could have their own theme song.
Yeah, like, awesome burger of beauty, topped with white cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon and grilled onions too. Yeah!
Maybe not that theme song.
Why? What?
With cheddar bacon onion quarter pounders and crispier grilled premium chicken sandwiches, there's more crave to love.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!
At participating McDonald's, limited time only.
Some prefer it hot. The hot McCafe mochas, lattes, premium roast coffee, and more from McDonald's. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone prefers saving big during McCafe Mondays. Join us for McCafe Mondays in December and get a small peppermint mocha for $1. Yep, just $1, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More McCafe deals to love. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, three games in three different gyms, and each gym has its own ambiance and sound. And this sound here tonight, first of all, the phone line sound is phenomenal. But we've got some loud warm-up music. I knew it had to happen sometime. Harpersville wasn't that loud. Sydney definitely wasn't that loud. So, you know, when you follow more than one team, you get to know all these gyms. You know, we're not going to have a national anthem tonight. I can tell you that. So, we will get this thing started in here, so to speak. Bainbridge Guilford. It was, shall we say, inevitable that they were going to have a drop-off from the team they had last year. Now, last year's team that had the three big seniors there, Brooks Harmon, Austin Barley, and Corbin Palmer, who was about 90% of their offense and 90% of their overall statistics, when they worked well together, that team was on fire. I think the turning point came last year when in the last game before the Christmas break, they had a win against Unitigo. Not locked in, but it was a close game, one of the best games in recent years for boys games early in the season. I think it was like 72-69. And Unitigo wound up winning that one at Bainbridge Guilford in the last minute of play. I think that took some wind out of their sails, and they didn't have quite the same hop, skip, and jump when it came to January. And they did suffer through the rest of the year and really couldn't find their mojo back again that they had in December. Well, with those guys gone, it is up to junior Dylan Moffitt, senior Cole Webb, senior Lucas Butcher, who is a three-year starter. Their big scorer this year so far has been Kyle Hanvey. Hanvey in the four games is averaging 16.8 a game, including 24 against Afton in the season opener. That, as we know, is a loss. And Mike Carlin, a senior, who's only played two games, so I'm not sure where he's fitting in, because both games he scored well, 17 and 14. So he's averaging 15.5 points a game, but there are two games he's now listed in the scoring. So we're not sure what we're going to get here. And one big blow to them came before the first game even started, because their point guard, junior Zach Smith, apparently, now this is just, I shouldn't even say the word rumor, but the word that I got was that they were trying to dunk the ball or dunk a smaller ball in the gym after practice or during practice or before practice or something like that. He jammed his hand on the rim, and when he fell down, he could not catch himself properly, and he snapped both wrists. He was in a double cast for a while. I don't know if he still is. I don't see him over there. Oh, yeah. No, he's not in a double cast anymore. He's now they're separated, but for a while they were together. He was going to be the point guard, and I don't know when he'll be coming back. He's over there in street clothes with two big blue casts, one on each arm. So that is definitely a tough break, and nobody deserves something like that to happen. But hopefully Zach will be back before the season is over. But a chance for BG to break out tonight, because like I said, with Hanvey averaging 16.8 a game, Butcher helping in with 7.5, they aren't shooting well from the free throw line, that's for sure. They're 26 for 57. That's 43.9%. That's about... Well, that's about 3/8 of what you should have. I mean, you should strive for 70%. These guys were 3 for 6, 7 for 16, 11 for 23, and 5 for 12. The loss to Afton, then in the Delhi tourney, they lost to two Class D schools, Hunter Tannersville 49-31. Downsville was 45-39, and then Tuesday night, after having a lead into the fourth quarter, they lost to Deposit 58-52, when suddenly a lid was metaphorically put on their basket. They did have three three-pointers. Kyle Hanvey had 15, Mike Carlin had 14, and Ryan Jones, a junior who came up last year in the varsity during the middle of the season, he scored 9 points in that game. So again, they are capable of pulling off a win tonight. Afton, on the other hand, they want to avoid what they did on Tuesday night. Remember, that was our season opener. And after Kyle Hinman made that first shot of the ball game in a typical Hinman way, cutting across the gap. I was just talking to Dick Winans about it during the break. I said when he scored that first shot of the game, I thought he was locked in, ready to go. It was his last good look at the basket the entire night. They held him to 4 points after he was averaging 21 in the first two games, so he knows that he's got to be locked in a little more consistently tonight, and I'm sure he's going to try his best to do that. Afton beat BG, as we know, with Hinman's 24 points, James Westfall with 16, Darian Heath having his career high of 18 in that game. Then in the Skenevis tournament, they defeated Hancock last weekend 53-43. They'll go back to Skenevis on Saturday to play the host Skenevis Dragons, and that'll be in the championship game. And, of course, the loss to Harpersville, which Matt Olin scored 13 second-half points. Caleb Stuhler had a career high of 8 points, including 5 for 8 from the foul line. So that's where they stand. And, again, the varsity girls game preceded this one, and Bainbridge Guilford held on for a 45-40 victory. It was 40-39 with about a minute and a half to go, and Bainbridge Guilford wound up sealing the victory. And as I look at the lights here tonight, and if you were listening to me last night talking about the newly lit, brightly lit Sydney gym, and recognizing the lights that they had, I remembered comparing it to Afton with their bright gym. Well, I'm in the Afton gym now, and it is bright, and that is exactly the same kind of lighting system as is in Sydney. So that's why it's bright, and that's what works right. No question about it. We're about 3 minutes away. They are going to do the disclaimer and all that, and we will not have an anthem. We will just have a starting lineup. So we'll take our final break of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. Get ready for live Tri-Town High School basketball, the Afton Crimson Knights, second game of the week for us with them, hosting the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats, playing their first game on CDO, and it's all coming up on your local sports leader, FM 101, AM 1490, WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, welcome back. Okay, I believe if these guys don't have their jerseys or their warm-ups off, BG is going with junior Dylan Moffitt, number 3, Luke Butcher, third-year starter, senior 14, Ryan Jones, number 20, and Kyle Hamby, 21, both juniors, and then Mike Carlin, a senior, number 34. Here comes Afton. And the final countdown.
5'8", junior, number 4, Darian Heath.
So Darian Heath is back in the lineup. Still nursing that tender ankle.
Senior, number 12, James Westfall.
James Westfall, 6'3", senior. Was knocked to the floor a few times the other night. Joe Shearer, 6'2", senior.
Number 25, Matt Olin.
Matt Olin, 6'2", senior.
Number 4, sophomore. Number 40, Kyle Hemmons.
Kyle Hemmons, 6'4", sophomore. Now we get that majestic music. The one-hit wonders. All right. Ooh, quick cutoff. They didn't fade that one. They cut it right out. All right, so Afton trying to get back on track. They are 2-1, 0-1 in MAC play. Bainbridge Guilford, of course, 0-4 and 0-1 in MAC play. They'll be in their navy blue jerseys with the newer style, the wider. There's no traditional look to their jerseys. Blue, mostly navy blue, but white numbers. Bobcats on the front. Afton in their white, almost similar styles, alternating white and red and the crimson. And Afton, of course, across the chest in smaller letters. All right, so it will be Kyle Henby going up against Kyle Hinman, KH and KH, if you will. And it's won by Hinman. And right away, Bainbridge Gophers going to put on some half-court man-to-man pressure. See how it's handled. Matt Olin, who had to play the point guard the other night, he goes inside to Hinman. Off the back of the rim, no good. Got a good look, but didn't get the shot. Rebound to BG. Luke Butcher brings it up. He'll be the point guard for Bainbridge Guilford, of course, taking over for three-year starter Corbin Palmer in that position. Keeping it on the perimeter. Now they bounce past inside. Knocked away by Hinman. Had a chat with Kyle during halftime of the girls' game. Interesting that he plays on a 9th grade, 10th grade. No, Matt Olin driving down the lane and is called for the offensive foul. The basket went in and will not count. Well, coach is probably going to like that aggressiveness, but it will have to be tamed as the game gets going here. BG again across, going. Going to get to know these kids. Ryan Jones, number 20. It was a no-look pass to Hanby, and it was low and could not hang on to it. So a couple of BG turnovers already. Haven't had a good look at the basket. Olin driving right side. Now he stops and pops. It's short. Rebound Moffitt, one of the smaller players on the floor. Excellent football player. Butcher looks right, passes left. He's got it now in the right wing. Back up to Butcher. They'll keep it outside. Wing pass out to Moffitt. Nothing going. They swing it to the left side. A three-pointer up and good by Mike Carlin. He is their best three-point shooter. And he gets the Bobcats out to a 3-0 lead. Olin bounce pass to Westfall. He spins out of trouble across the key to Shearer, and it's up and good. Joe Shearer with the finish. James Westfall with a very nice pass across the lane. 3-2, BG. Both teams have now made a shot, and we are underway for sure. Inside, Hanby. Oh, it's in and out. It went down and came back out. It's put back up and in by Dylan Moffitt, though. Moffitt on the spot there. It is 5-2. Heath, bounce pass to get past the press to Hinman. Quick hands, though, by Kyle Hanby to take it away from Hinman. Back the other way, going to my right. Here are the Bobcats. Again on the perimeter. Keeping it up there with Carlin, Butcher, and Moffitt. Butcher, one bounce back to Moffitt. Pops for three, and it's short. Nice rebound by Carlin. Got the shot blocked, though, on the putback. Recovered by Butcher, and he'll dribble it back outside. Butcher to the right side for Moffitt. Now in the corner. Here's Hanby. A little short jumper, short. Ball batted into the hands of Joe Shearer. And he's right back with it to Olin. Olin with a bounce pass that's picked off by Kyle Hanby. Once again, Butcher and Moffitt. Now a bounce pass to the key for Ryan Jones at the elbow. And while he threw it away, he did get it back. Shot in there by Carlin. Missed it from about 15 on the left elbow. Rebound Westfall. Westfall to Darian Heath. And despite some pressure by Moffitt, Heath is going to try to get the ball. And Westfall again takes a crash landing. I thought I heard a coach yelling timeout. I thought that was Dick Wynan yelling timeout. They did not grant it. Hinman with a nice rebound, and they actually tap over to Olin. Dangerous underneath that basket. Shearer for three left side, way off the mark. Inside positioning to Westfall on the weak side, but the quicker hands of Dylan Moffitt, and they're over there tumbling in front of the Bobcats bench that are actually individual chairs. Now we are off to a rough and tumble start. Hinman inside, muscling it up, draws the foul against Mike Carlin. Well, this is something we did not see from Kyle Hinman on Tuesday night at all. And I think the message came out, he has to get more aggressive to the basket. Shot is up and good. Also want to congratulate young Mr. Hinman. He was the Afton recipient of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Scholar Athlete Award for boys cross country. Second shot is missed. Inside position to Westfall. He seems to get all the nooks and crannies when he's not getting hit to the ground. 3:50 to go, a 5-5 tie. It's our first tie of the ballgame. In the corner, Hanvey, double team, passes high over to Butcher on the other side of the court. Carlin misses once, gets the ball back on the ricochet, misses again. The ball is out of bounds. It'll be touched last by Matt Olin. 3:33 to go, first quarter. So it will be Bobcats ball underneath their basket. It comes to a three-point shot put up by Butcher. Misses on the left wing. Olin tried to save it. It's going to come in front of me. You heard the stammering of feet. That was Darian Heath and Luke Butcher racing for it. So substitution. Matt Olin will take a seat. Caleb Stuhler will check in, the 6'3 junior. Had his best scoring game of the season with 8 points against Harpersville. 5 for 8 from the foul line. Butcher to the right wing. Over to Moffitt for three. He's made one. He's made a two-pointer. Now he's made a three-pointer. Second tray for the Bobcats. And two-on-one break. Hinman bounce pass into Stuhler. There's a foul. I'm not sure before or on the shot. We'll see. That's going to be on Luke Butcher. Yep, it's a two-shotter. Hinman turned around a little slowly when they broke the press, and he had a two-on-one. But the Bobcats got back quickly. Stuhler misses the free throw. 8-5, BG by three with 3:06 to go. Second shot also missed. Trying for a save was Westfall, and he saves it right off of the opponent, Ryan Jones. Nice hustle on the part of James Westfall. Here comes number 12, Cole Webb. He wears number 12. He's going to be taking Stuhler on the man-to-man. Inside, Hinman. Tough angle off the glass. Goes on the other side of the basket. So a little bit too much muscle. 8-5, BG by 3. And the difference, basically a three-pointer. There's Carlin at the foul line. Misses. Follow up by Moffitt. That also misses. BG with offensive rebounding strength right now. And they get a third. They get a fourth try at it. But they're going to wait a little bit before they do that. They reset the clock and everything. Get out into the perimeter. Shot by Butcher for three. No. Out of bounds. I think they'll fix the basket before they continue. Yep. One of the interesting things in the girls game that I saw after the BG, saw two firsts when it comes to a wedgie basketball. In the NBA, somebody tried a dunk last night and it wedged. Well, tonight, one of the young girls for Afton threw a free throw try and it wedged. I thought that was an impossible angle. There's Moffitt for three. Nails it again. Dylan Moffitt. One of three three-pointers, two by him. Here comes Hinman off the pass from Stuhler. Gets hit hard, no call. And the Bobcats have an 11-5 lead. Afton zoning with Hinman in the middle, up top. Looks like more like a 3-2. Butcher, bounce pass to Moffitt. They're not going to give him room there, so he comes in and shoots short. And Carlin got the rebound and fell while shooting. And obviously that came up short. Westfall to Heath, gets away from Butcher. Moffitt trying to help on defense, a little too tight. Dylan Moffitt call for the foul. That's the third team foul on Bainbridge Guilford. Now we got a substitution. Number 10 is Brian Tequin. He's a senior. We have no heights for these kids. Mike Carlin's going to sit down. And likewise, substitutions for Afton. They try to go on the picket fence play for Hinman, but they didn't throw it far enough. Now Moffitt on transition. He got the ball taken away from him. Heath slows up, and right behind him comes Moffitt. Moffitt recovered very nicely after getting the ball taken away himself. Matt Olin back in the ball game. Inside Hinman again with a muscle, but this time at least he'll get two free throws from it. Foul is on Moffitt. That's going to be two on Dylan Moffitt. And the other Apton substitution, number 10, is Caleb Stevens, 6'3 junior. Hinman shooting his home floor tonight. 1 for 3. And Moffitt now on the bench. And Hinman misses again. Hinman, though, hustles to try to get his own rebound. He had it momentarily but lost it. So number 11, that's Bailey Green, a junior in the ballgame for Bainbridge Guilford, as he takes Dylan Moffitt's place. Tequin from Butcher. And a pass knocked away by Matt Olin, but right into the hands of Butcher back near half court. Under a minute to play already. Wow, Zoom goes the first quarter. There's a steal by Olin. He's got nothing but hardwood, but he got chased from behind and might have been hurt. I don't know if there was contact or not. They were chasing him pretty quickly. He drove hard to the basket. It almost appeared like he went too hard to the basket and shot from underneath it. That was a little crazy. So another two-point opportunity wasted by Apton after a good defensive play by senior Matt Olin. Butcher, nice job to get a ball across. Remember, he didn't do this much last year. It was all Corbin Palmer's game as far as point guard goes. Butcher was the off guard. Nice move in the paint by Hanby, but he misses, and from behind, Tequin going to go for the rebound. Darian Heath had position. And that will be Tequin's first. It's been amazing this first week. I don't know the refs by name. I really don't. I just know them by sight. They know me by sight. And we're comparing how many years we've done this. Heath trying to get around Cole Webb. Now, one of the things with this relaxed carry rule, I mean, 30 years ago, that's a carry on Darian Heath, but the way they let it go now, that became a blocking foul on Cole Webb. So Apton trying to deal with this hard defense BG is putting up. Hinman of the fall-away jumper, that one does not go. Hinman having a hard time, and that's going to end the quarter, although Butcher lets it fly from three-quarter court, and at least it hit the backboard. But Bainbridge Guilford, hot shooting from the outside. 3 three-pointers en route to an 11-5 first quarter lead. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back, ready to go. Second quarter action. Dylan Moffitt back in the ballgame with those two fouls. Along with Lucas Butcher, those two have handled the ball. Now it's Mike Carlin to Kyle Hanby. The stop and pop. The lefty just misses. It spins out. Shear with a good rebound. Outlet intercepted by Moffitt. And the hanging jumper is way off the mark. Ball batted out. Butcher gets it for BG. Bainbridge Guilford has definitely dominated the boards on their offensive end. Hanvey driving in on Hinman. Stops at the foul line. Oh, he committed. He overcommitted and came back down after he lost his feet. Good defense by Hinman on that play. So BG 2-for-2 so far on games in this gym. They do not have a JV girls game. Afton does not have a JV girls team. The enrollments for everyone dropping like a boulder. It is Olin to the foul line. Shot is off the back of the rim. Hinman with a nice rebound. The fall away is also short. Well, unlike the Harpersville game, Kyle Hinman is getting shots. They're just not dropping. Bounce pass to the left side for Moffitt. Guarded by Heath. Fall away jumper is good. Moffitt, silky smooth in his delivery. He's got 10 points to lead everybody. And he's got twice as many as the Afton team. Shearer across half court. Over to Heath. Heath trying to set up an offense. And he's going up against Butcher. Nice screen there by Westfall. The jumper for Heath is good. Remember, he had 18 in the first game against Afton. So he and Hinman combined for 42 points in that win. Heath back after some ankle problems. Nice play. The fall away by Hanvey misses that rebound by Carlin, and he shovels it to Hanvey. Hanvey goes outside to Butcher for three, and Lucas Butcher joins the three-point scoring group. And that's going to call for a timeout asked for by Dick Winan. 16-7. We were tied once at 5. It's a short timeout live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Back in, and a press being put on by Bainbridge Guilford. The visitors are up 16-7. They got to get the ball across half court. Westfall with a lead pass to Heath, who kicks it up on the left side. Moffitt almost steals it away. Heath with a short J, no good. Rebound coming in, Olin, and he draws the foul. Matt Olin on the weak side, anticipating the miss. Timed it very nicely. And that's going to be the third foul. If that's the right guy. Yep, third foul on Dylan Moffitt. And this is still early in the game. 5:53 to go in the second quarter. Olin misses the free throw. Kyle Hinman made the first free throw of the night for Afton. They are 0-for-6 since then. Second shot is good. Matt Olin, who had 13 in the second half against Harpersville, scores a first half free throw. 16-8. And, of course, Moffitt's taken out. Hanvey, Butcher, Ryan Jones is back in the ballgame. Number 5 is in there. Oh, there's Butcher with a 12-footer, no good. Kept alive by Adam Bowerly, who was in the ballgame. That's Austin's cousin. Ryan Jones finds Bowerly, drives in left side. Too hard on the shot. Hinman rebounds, outlets to Heath. Heath up the left side quickly. Back out to Olin, top of the key. Guarded by Butcher. Nice pass inside. Hinman lays it in, this time under control and good. Nice pass by Olin. That's Hinman's first basket. It's 16-10. Butcher, right side, off the double team. Stolen away by Heath. Bowerly couldn't hang on to it. Olin to Westfall. Doesn't want to handle the ball. Goes to Darian Heath. To Olin. Cross half court it goes. Shearer into Hinman. Lays it in the left side again with the right hand. Well, Kyle Hinman getting on track, and Greg Warren calls for time. 16-12, nice run. And it's a full timeout, but we'll stay here because we'll tell you about the games that are coming up. Tomorrow night, the fourth game of the four week, a four-game week debut for the season. It'll be Green and Sydney boys in the brightly lit Sydney gym. That'll be a 7:15 or so start. No two games seem to be the same. Tonight didn't start till 8 o'clock on air. Normally with a JV game at 5:30, we get to be on the air at about quarter after 7. So that's what I'm planning on. 7:15, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, 7:30 tip-off time. Next week, BG, BG, and BG all on the road. The girls will face Harpersville. I saw Kurt Ahrensbeck here tonight. And that'll be on the 19th. The 17th. On the 19th, a week from tonight, another Thursday game. This will be BG at Unitigo Girls. We get to see the senior depleted Unitigo team from last year with the starter Marissa Woodard back as the only returning starter. She's had a good start. And then BG Boys again next week at Unitigo Boys before we say Merry Christmas to you. 16-12, 4:40 to go. The Bobcats, led briefly by 9, it's now a 4-point lead. Butchers guarded by Matt Olin. Left wing goes to Kyle Hanvey. Hanvey has been held to no points. Inside, Carlin, kind of an uh-oh shot and almost went in. Missed it. Shot by Bowerly off the offensive rebound. That foul's going to go on Caleb Stuhler, I believe. Yep, that's his first. It's only the team's second. First time at the line tonight for Bainbridge Guilford player, and it will be junior Adam Bowerly. He makes the first to extend the team's lead to 5 points, 17-12, or 16 showing on the clock. BG leading despite Kyle Hanvey's 0 point total. I'm sure he will trade that off for a win any time. Second shot misses. They try to streak. They try to break off the miss. And they almost got a pretty easy basket. But Bainbridge Guilford, Greg Warren's got these guys hustling to make up for maybe some of their offensive skill sets. But they're really working hard. Inside Hinman. This one spins out. He made a nice move to get through a double team. But this just a little bit too much spin on it. 17-12. We're under 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. Butcher looks to the left side for Hanvey. Hard bounce pass to Bowerly. Now cross court. Nice play move, but Hanvey's fall-away jumper from the right baseline is no good. So Hanvey starts on the left wing, bounce passes to Adam Bowerly down on the right, the left low post. Then he streaks across the court, and he got the return pass to set up a baseline jumper. Didn't go, but I like that play. Foul underneath. That's going to be Mike Carlin for Bainbridge Guilford. Carlin, who has a three-pointer. And Dylan has two fouls. Dylan Moffitt, who has 2 three-pointers, has 3 fouls in the first half. And the James Westfall 1-1, no good. Free throw shooting woes continue for Afton. They're shooting just 43% this year, and it's even lower now. Hinman trying tough defense against Hanvey. Hanvey using the left arm as he's dribbling with the right to get around the defense. To call that as a foul. Hinman's first foul. Hinman nearly got a kick on the inbounds pass. Good hustle there. Ryan Jones to the top of the key, and that's where Luke Butcher is, guarded by Olin. Olin backing up just a little bit, keeping the hands up. Now it's Butcher working on Olin, almost a steal. No harm, no foul there either way. Hanvey has the left wing. Into the corner. Bowerly tries a baseline drive. No good. But a foul on the reaction, I guess. And that's going to lead to another 1-1. Well, that's one of the advantages of the other team being in foul trouble, is you will get to the line more. This foul is on Mike Carlin, so 13 combined points for Carlin and Moffitt, and they're both going to be on the bench with 3 fouls. Westfall misses on this 1-1. If Apton shot just 50%, they'd be tied right now. 17-12, under 3 minutes to go in the first half. Hanby driving in now on Strong, who's in the game for Kyle Hinman. Cole Webb is in the ball game for Carlin. He unloads to Ryan Jones, passes up toward midcourt to Butcher. Butcher too hard on the drive to the basket. Webb had a hand on it, missed it. Heath is off to the races. He goes up, lays it up, misses. Stuhler with a follow-up. Caleb Stuhler trailed the play, and it was a smart thing that he did because Bainbridge Guilford was also giving chase. I give Darian Heath credit. He knew there was somebody right behind him, and he tried to finger roll it in. And he almost made it. Now here comes Caleb Strong, who was 0-for-2 in the first quarter, makes this free throw. Makes it a 17-13 BG lead. This one also goes in. A little bit of redemption there for the 6'3 junior. 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. 17-14. Got some more fall sports accolades to talk about. Olin got a little lazy and got the ball stolen away from Adam Bowerly. And a timeout asked for by Greg Warren, coach of Bainbridge Guilford, whose team leads 17-14. We have no lead changes and only one tie. That was at 5. Bainbridge Guilford JV boys were victorious. And the Bainbridge Guilford varsity girls, despite not a full roster tonight, outlasting Apton 45-40. Last night's game, Green girls had the lead on Sydney throughout the entire first half. Changing of the defenses, a little bit more team-oriented offense was the magic wand for Sydney. They used the 10-2 third quarter to turn it around and win in the MAC opener for both of those teams, Sydney getting their first win of the season. All right, 17-14. BG comes out of that short timeout. Now they call the play. Butcher drives in on Stuhler and scores the basket and is fouled. Interesting. They set up an old-fashioned 1-2-2. The guys, the first two, were in the middle, went down and set screens for the other two, but they all kind of faded away from the basket, and Butcher was allowed to drive in. So a three-point play the old-fashioned way. First one of the season for Lucas Butcher and first one for WCDO. And there's a steal in the backcourt. 20-14 after that three-point play. There is Adam Bowerly, drives across the key, and his momentum taking him away from the basket, and that was why the shot was short. Other than that, a fine play. Heath to Olin. Bounce pass inside. Hinman's back in the game. And it's called for the travel as he tried to wheel it in that low left block where he made two baskets back-to-back earlier this quarter. Cole Webb will inbound for the Bobcats. Trying to get out of the way of his teammate Adam Bowerly. Now Butcher has the ball, driving in on Olin. And a foul before the shot. Matt Olin trying hard to stay with the offensive player on that one was Adam Bowerly. And that's second on Olin. He'll take a seat. James Westfall returns. Ryan Jones, cross court to Cole Webb. Right back to Jones. Nobody guards on those long passes. Interesting. Butcher tried the right side. Now he tries the left side with a dribble. Hanvey has been held scoreless. Backing in, doesn't get anywhere. Webb's going to put one up. Air ball, but it saves in. The net slowed it down just enough. It's going to go back behind half court, and that's going to be because it was officially not a shot. It was considered still the same possession, and that's going to be a backcourt violation. I guess the net did not do its full job. Did slow it down to keep it in bounds, though, I will say that. Heath, nice bounce pass into Hinman. Just enough space to clear back and put it up and in. 7 points for Kyle Hinman, 20-16. 52 seconds left in the first half. in our late Thursday night ball game. Hanvey, he fakes the shot and tries to go down to Cole Webb underneath. Webb had already gotten in position to check the shot and did not see the pass. Break for Afton. Shearer to Heath, gets away from Bowerly. Heath avoids the double team. Westfall bounce pass to Shearer. Joe gives it back to Heath. Heath looking to the left side for Hinman. He's in his spot in the low block. Goes up against the double team. Off the rim, no good. Coming in the other side is Caleb Strong with a nice offensive board and a big basket there. 18 seconds to go. 20-18. BG by two. They've never trailed. They've been tied once at five. Jump stop by Butcher. Off the glass. Good. And he's fouled. Well, he's going to go for two of these in a row. That foul will be called on sophomore Kyle Hinman. So he and Matt Olin each with two. BG's top two offensive threats, Mike Carlin and Dylan Moffitt tonight. They with three fouls, 22-18, 23-18. So Butcher with 9 points, all in three-point successions. And at the buzzer, just before the buzzer, Heath let it fly from half court. Clangs off the backboard, and BG maintains a five-point lead. They had a six-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Afton made a couple of runs, getting it close. Lucas Butcher with 9 second-quarter points to help keep BG on top, 23-18. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, and we'll review last weekend's Clyde Cole Tournament Wrestling, and we'll also give the Scholar Athlete Awards for our local coverage schools. All right, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Have you had an unfortunate accident?
Greg Davey at Afton High School, where they have a triple header tonight, minus a girls' JV game. Thus, the triple header, not the quadruple header. But our varsity basketball game is the nightcap, and Bainbridge Gopher has led from the start. 23-18 is the halftime score. Time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored, as always, by Morabito Energy Products. Delivering your energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Well, you come into certain games with expectations, and the expectations, Well, I know the first game on Tuesday night with Afton and Harpersville did not meet my expectations. Harpersville impressed me. Afton did not. They went away from the things that made them work to a 3-0 mark or 2-0 mark to start the season. And they showed some signs of what they did then in tonight's game, just not enough of it. And poor free throw shooting. Bainbridge Guilford comes in. I'm expecting to see Kyle Hanvey and Mike Carlin light it up. Well, Carlin had a three-pointer. Hanvey has been held scoreless. But senior Lucas Butcher, who's had a so-so start to the season, I mean, he's averaging like 8 points a game. He had 9 points in the second quarter. He had a three-pointer and then two old-fashioned three-point play, the basket and foul shot. So that's been impressive. He's also run the show from the point guard, and he's stayed out of foul trouble. Carlin, who hit the first three-pointer of the night, he's got three fouls. Dylan Moffitt has 2 three-pointers and 10 points overall, but he also has three fouls. Adam Bowerly has a free throw for one, and Butcher, of course, 2 for 2 and a three-pointer. So the points have been coming in bunches for Bainbridge Guilford for their 23 first-half points. They are 3 for 4 from the foul line, and they have 4 three-pointers. They have more three-pointers than two-pointers. Let's put it that way. 3 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers for their 23. Afton, well, again, they're all over the board, but Kyle Hinman did get on track a little bit better in the second quarter, found his spot in the low post, has 3 baskets there and 1 for 4 from the line. He leads Afton with 7 points. A basket each for Darian Heath. Caleb Stevens on the offensive rebound. Joe Shearer hit a shot. They all have 2 points. Matt Olin has 1 free throw and 2 times to the stripe. James Westfall 0 for 2 on his 1-and-1 free throws opportunities. And Caleb Stuhler is 2 for 4. So overall, just 33% at 4 for 12. They have no three-pointers, and they have 7 two-pointers for Afton, amassing their 18 points. Well, time to give some honors where they are due in the classroom as well as on the court, in the field, wherever on the outside fall sports season. First of all, for Afton, their scholar athletes are Kyle Hinman for boys cross country. I congratulated him already tonight. Daphne Knapp gets it for girls cross country. Cassidy Phillips for field hockey. Nolan Eckert for boys soccer. And Rebecca Haynes for volleyball. For the visiting Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats tonight, Jolynn Vlasic for cheerleading, Buddy Fisher for football, Alec Burdick for golf, Delroy Canfield for boys soccer, Kylie O'Hara for girls soccer, and Lindsay Castle for volleyball. Our friends down in Harpersville, their cheerleading scholar athlete, and that is a dwindling sport as well. Caitlin Colton wins it for cheerleading, Hayden Lewis for boys cross country, Renee Niles for girls cross country, Peyton Wolvesen for field hockey. Football was represented by Kevin Hillier, golf by Jake Peterson, and Melissa McLaughlin for Harpersville volleyball. For Sydney, Hannah Wood got it for field hockey, Billy Kozak for football, Nick Mino for golf, Angel Marquez for boys soccer, Salome Clark for girls soccer, and Jillian Hornbeck for girls tennis, and Paige Redmond for volleyball. Congratulations to the Lady Warriors and the Male Warriors. Unitico has Corbin Henry for football, Cody Manzanero for boys soccer, Tori Hallequist for girls soccer, and Marissa Woodard for volleyball. So our 5 schools there. Congratulations to all of them. Also, the Clyde Cole Wrestling Championships were held. The second longest, I think, tournament in Section 4 for wrestling. I believe Windsor Christmas Tournament is the longest all time in New York State. Clyde Cole is second in Section 4 as far as length. So congratulations to the following local wrestlers making it in the finals. Austin Ryan, Unitigo, won the 126 pound bout championship. Chris Sirigliano was runner-up in the 113s. Madison Hoover for BGAH. Harpersville joining the BGA team at 138 wins the championship. Nick Jump lost in the 170 finals, got second place. Teammate Kai Sabata second in the 182s. And Trevor Gibbons of Carthage pinned Austin Dean in the 285 final, so Austin will be setting his sights on that young man later on, I'm sure. All right, we'll take a break. We're about a minute 45 away from getting this party started in the second half. It is 23-18 in favor of the Afton or the Bainbridge-Guilford boys over Afton, and it is live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
An unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, Rapido Energy Products, 563-HEAT, our halftime sponsor since 1986. Here we go. Afton going to start. Moving to my right, they will have the basketball. Darian Heath, Matt Olin, Kyle Hinman. Heath drives in, dishes it off to Westfall. Too hard on the shot. Rebound, though, to Caleb Strong, who gets the start in the second half in place of Joe Shearer. Inside, too hard by Stuhler, followed up by Westfall. So this time, Afton relentless on the offensive boards. Westfall's second basket makes it 23-20. Well, not the smoothest start for Afton, but they hustled their way to that basket. Playing man-to-man defense. Moffitt back in there. Foul line jumper short. To the right it goes, rebound, and they're running. Strong gets the pass back from Heath, and was in that no man's land, didn't know whether to dribble or take it up. He took it up, and that was an extra step. Darn if you do, and darn if you don't. All right, so up the floor comes Butcher. He's got Mike Carlin on the right wing. Carlin also with three fouls. He's going to drive in, gets an easy lefty layup, but missed it. His momentum carried him away. Long pass up ahead to Strong. Is he going to finish? He does not. He missed it. He was too far underneath the basket. But give Bainbridge-Guilford credit. They hustled down to make it a challenging shot. If they just stood there and watched him, he would have had another chance at it. They hustled for that chance to get it back, and they did. Carlin misses a shot inside. A little contact. Olin finds his way alone, but coming from behind is Hanvey. His off-balance throw gets stolen away, and Hinman will finish that whole flurry with a 12-foot basket. I should say a 12-foot shot to the 10-foot basket. 9 points for Hinman in a short timeout asked for by Greg Warren, and things are a little bit askew on both sides, but Afton seems to have come away with it okay. And it's 23-22 now on that timeout. The only tie this game has ever seen was 5-5. And it's the first time they've been in within 1 point since it was 3-2. So let's set the BG lineup while we have a little breather. I mentioned Mike Carlin, Luke Butcher, and Kyle Hanvey, Dylan Moffitt, and Ryan Jones. And now that BG has their first set possession, Afton is playing full court press, but man-to-man and not all that tight. Moffitt gets the ball over half court pretty easily. Butcher tries the right side, backs it out on the dribble near half court. High post to Carlin. Double team out to Jones for three. His first shot of the night, I think. Missed it. Oh, Hanby missed it. Chippy inside, and a foul on the rebound. And substitution, because that's on Dylan Moffitt. Well, if he had two fouls at halftime, you can play hard to your third. He's got three, played hard to his fourth, and now Dylan Moffitt will be on the bench for quite a while. Heath, a bad pass, and more people on the floor. This time, Matt Olin. Contact made, whistle blown. Both coaches wondering what the call is. Apparently, just out of bounds. They're making sure Matt Olin's all right. Yeah, it takes a lot more than that to bust him up. Pass goes down to in the corner for Heath. Heath to Hinman. Somebody's wide open. Heath looks left side. He's not the one open, but he passes inside to Westfall. Good penetration on along the baseline by Darian Heath. Unloaded at the right time to James Westfall. Westfall with 6 points, and that's the first Afton lead of the ball game. First lead change. 24-23. Jones trying to drive, get the ball knocked away. Got it back, though. Give him credit for that. Adam Bowerly in a double team. And now the ball's on the floor, and so are a few bodies. That is a hardwood for a reason. And the possession arrow, we haven't had many of those, goes to BG. The pass comes out to Ryan Jones. Shot, they work it around to Carlin, but he misses on the three-pointer from the right wing. Hinman rebounds, outlets to Olin. Olin goes for Strong, out of control. Turn back over to Bainbridge Gopher with a chance to regain the lead. Butcher had a very hot second quarter, scoring all nine of his points, including two drives to the basket. Here's Hanvey with a hanging jumper. Draws the foul. That might be three on Hinman. Yeah, that's going to be three on Kyle Hinman, and that's going to be a decision time for Dick Winans. I don't think that's a hard decision to make at all. He's going to bring in Joe Shearer. In between shots here, and Kyle Hanvey, who's been held scoreless, shoots the southpaw. Free throw is good. First half shooting for BG was 3-for-4. And that's despite a poor free throw shooting percentage for both teams coming into this game. We're tied at 24, and BG has regained the lead. Hanvey's two free throws are good. 25-24. Heath off the double team goes to Strong. Strong back to Heath. They go left side now to Olin. 15-footer. It's good. Another lead change. Olin's first field goal, that's three for him. Remember, he had a hot third quarter down in Harpersville. Driving in is Carlin, a little sweep shot. Missed it, going for contact. And Westfall, who was falling to the ground off a double team, just unloaded on a pass, hoping it would get down to an offensive teammate, and it didn't. So inbound it comes for Bainbridge Guilford. Bowerly, Jones, Butcher, Carlin, and Hanvey. Bowerly going to drive in. Nice hand there by Westfall to dock it away. Bowerly regains possession. Bounce pass to Jones. Jones at the foul line. Gave up his dribble. Off to Butcher. Butcher, the stop and pop. 12-footer. Good! Luke Butcher, 11 points now and another lead change. Inside, wide open, Strong, but he misses the layup. I mean, this time there was no pressure from the BG defense. He just simply missed it. How well I know what that feels like. Carlin to Butcher. The jump stop. Boy, he went a long way on just one shot, on one step. He missed it, though. Here comes Olin, the 3-on-2. Bounce pass to Strong, and they're going to call Matt Olin, I believe, with the offensive foul or the push later. Either way, it's his third foul. So Hinman and Olin both with three. Moffitt with four for BG and Mike Carlin for three. Tomorrow night, Green Boys come to Sydney. Rick Smith, coach of the Green Trojans. Sydney with almost an all-new lineup, an all-new first eight, actually. Returning player, returning starter Billy Kozak, returning reserve guard Nick Mino, now the point guard. Well, first look at Mike Brzee's newest team. JV game to start at 5:30 there. It'll end our four-game first week of the season. 27-26. We've had four lead changes in this game. BG leads it by one. 2:48 to go in the third quarter. And Kyle Hanvey, even though he's a southpaw, drove hard on the right side. And he gets two free throws for his effort. The foul will be called on Caleb Strong, or Stevens, rather. I keep saying Strong. It's my bad. It's Caleb Stevens. I apologize for that. Hanvey this time spins out. He was 2 for 2, very clean in the earlier in this quarter. Second shot, he's got it back now. 3 out of 4. Caleb Stevens, 6'3 junior. Afton people probably listening afterwards going, how long to take it to get it right? He just was in the game Tuesday. Darian Heath is down on the floor. And again, more confusion, and Heath's ankle is tender. It was tender coming into the game. He might be forced to the sidelines after that. And now he's walking and trying not to make it look like he's limping. Now he could tough this out. Foul, by the way, on Stevens again. That's his second in the matter of moments. Hanvey misses the free throw. These are 6 free throws he's got in this quarter. 2:33 left to go in the third. 28-26 BG. Hanvey trying to extend the lead to 3, and he does. So 4 for 6 in this quarter for Hanvey, and it's a 3-point BG lead. Westfall beating the press. Stevens to Heath. Heath, nice no-look pass to Shear. Shear drives in. A little jumper short. Keeps it alive, fast to the back. Heath trying to save it off the leg of Bowerly, but he stepped on the line as he jumped. Became airborne. 29-26, 2:13 to go, third quarter. Low-scoring game. Hanvey, turn around. Oh, tough shot over Stevens. Nice individual move by Kyle Hanvey. He's starting to get in the groove now. That's his first field goal. Heath unloads it to Westfall. Now Stuhler to Shear on the left, right side. Back to Heath for the three-pointer, and it's good. Big shot. Big shot, Darian Heath. First three-pointer for the Crimson Knights. Gets him to within 2 at 31-29, a minute 40 to go. In the third, driving in Butchard. Comes back around from the corner. Now he's staying outside the three-point arc. Passes to Carlin. The turnaround. Well, he drew the foul. He could have easily been called for the offensive himself. That foul's going to go on James Westfall, only his first. Well, the first half, BG was in the Afton was in the bonus real quick. Now BG is close to being in the bonus themselves. Mike Carlin, since that three-pointer, has not had a shot go in. Now he's got a free throw. BG extending their lead via the free throw. This one misses, though. Adam Bowerly out-hustles Joe Shearer for that one on the miss. So BG gets another chance. They're up by 3 with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Hanvey guarded by Stevens. Nothing doing, goes to Jones. Jones to Bowerly, driving in left side, and he stops the shot, commits the foul, though. I've got him down for one foul. sixth team foul. Apton's got a unique scoreboard situation, but they have two scoreboards with a score, but only one with a full service. But with all these fouls committed by Apton in this quarter, BG's making good use of that. Shooting two in a row is Adam Bowerly. He is 3 for 4 on the night. He's got 3 points. 2, 4, 6, 7 for 10 in this quarter. Oh, Heath's going to... A bad pass coming back from Westfall. But the ball got knocked away by BG. Break for Apton. Nice break to the hoop by Heath. The layup is good. He got it to go. Tarion Heath with 5 points in this quarter. 7 in the game, 34-31. Great inbounds play. That's how you move without the ball. Hanvey. High arcing shot. No good. Too hard. Westfall passes way down to Stuhler, and that's going to go out of bounds. Some more reckless abandon. Both teams have displayed it at times tonight. One of the reasons certain trouble tonight. All right, so it's Butcher, who's been the steady hand, I would say, for the BG Bobcats. Off to the right side for Mike Carlin. Carlin's guarded by Westfall, who backs off. Bowerly, almost the backcourt. Off to Butcher. Butcher drives baseline. And he actually draws the foul. And that becomes a 1-1. Unless that's a two-shot foul. Yeah, it looks like a two-shot foul. Westfall will be called for a second. So sometimes it's just creating the effect that you are drawing contact. Butcher makes the first shot. He's 3 for 3 and has a game-high 12 points. 4-point lead stays at 4, 35-31. Stuhler rebounds off to Heath. Heath, nice crossover dribble through traffic. Shearer for 3, nothing but net. Joe Shearer, big shot. 5 points for Shearer. 35-34, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Butcher's running one-hander, no good. And that ends a very exciting third quarter. 4 lead changes in that quarter alone. It's 35-34, Bainbridge-Guilford by 1. Anything can happen down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Stick around to listen to it all live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Fourth quarter. Apton staying with the same five guys they had at the end of the third quarter. Shearer draws a triple team. Needs some help. Goes to Heath. A weak pass almost got stolen away by Adam Bowerly. Heath. Ball away at the foul line, no good. Shearer kept it alive, and luckily for Mike Carlin, he did not get called for a travel. As he was falling to the floor, he unloaded it, apparently at the right time. Here comes Carlin with a spin move. Back to the basket kind of thing. Looks like the third straight foul on James Westfall for Apton. He started the second half with 0. He's now got 3 fouls on Mike Carlin, who has 3 fouls early is at the line to shoot. Now, here is the definite difference in the game as Mike Carlin makes the free throw to put his team up two. Both teams came in with terrible, embarrassingly terrible free throw shooting percentages. Tonight, Bainbridge-Guilford is 9 for 13, and the home team, Apton Crimson Knights, just 4 for 12. Second shot, no good. Rebound, Kyle Hinman is in the game. Outlets to Shearer. Shearer to Stuhler. Bounce pass to Olin, who's back in the ballgame, and he also has three. He and Hinman have three. Shearer again outside, misses. Hinman kept it alive. Hinman, no-look pass to Olin, and he's double dribble. He wanted to set up, he set up a shot with the dribble. When that shot didn't come, he started dribbling again. That's a no-no. Double dribble, so back to BG it goes with a two-point lead, 36-34. Jones trying to drive in, get the ball snaked away there by Matt Olin. Nice defense. Shearer has just enough room up the sideline. Coming in, the stop and pop, and it's off the rim, no good. Ball kept alive by Stuhler briefly, missed it. Now he comes from behind and steals the ball from Adam Bowerly. Good hustle, both teams not giving up on bad passes. Olin, 10-footer off the back of the rim, gets his own rebound on the right corner, goes up, wild shot, and now bodies tumble. Ouch. That's Stevens and Hanvey both taking it hard to the floor. That's going to be a foul. That's only the second foul on Bainbridge-Guilford, and that's going to go on Kyle Hanvey, but only his first. Inside, Hinman. They made a nice inbound play. Hinman with 11 points to lead the Apton Crimson Knights effort. 36 all, hey, we're tied again at 36. Third time in the game we've been tied. Driving in Butcher. He's gotten it several times but has not been able to convert the layup. There's another chippy missed inside by Hanvey. Shearer, a little out of control. Passes down on the weak side. Up and in for Stuhler. Well, nice pass by Shearer, no question about it. And the lead has changed back to Apton. Fifth lead change in the ball game. 6 minutes to go. 38-36. Crimson Knights lead by two. Jones pass inside to Bowerly. Triple team. And he's fouled in the act of shooting by Matt Olin. Olin tried to block the shot inside. That's foul number four. But you're at the line, 3 for 4, or Bowerly rather, 3 for 4. This one is short. Timeout asked for by Joe Winans. We'll take a break. 38-36, Apton with 5:52 to go. Adam Bowerly's free throw coming back just in a minute. We are live Tri-Town High School Basketball in WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, Apton had scored 18 first half points. They nearly matched that in the third quarter alone with 2 3-pointers, all baskets, no free throws. Scored 16. But trailed BG at the end of the third quarter, 35-34. They have since gone on a 4-1 spurt to take a two-point lead at 38-36. But another free throw coming up for Adam Bowerly. Up and good. Two, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. I'm off a point somewhere. 38-37, though. Bowerly definitely missed the first one, made the second one. He's got 4 points, all from the free throw line. Butcher gave up the three-point shot and went to Ryan Jones, whose back is to the basket, and somehow committed a travel. I didn't see it. Why? Because the official was right in my line of sight. All right, so Afton will have the ball. They've got Joe Shearer, Caleb Stuhler, Caleb Stevens, Kyle Hinman, and James Westfall, who has the ball near the Afton circle at half court. Hinman at the high post kicks it out to Stuhler. Looks at a shot inside. Nice play. Hard shot. Too hard, but Caleb Stuhler goes to the line. Both Stevens and Stuhler, whose first names are the same with Caleb, really go hard to the basket. The touch once they get there is not reflective of what they want to do. They're just so hard charging to the basket. The foul, by the way, is on Kyle Hanvey, his second. Stuhler makes the shot. He is 3 for 5 after missing the first two. He's made his last three. Misses this one. Oh! And Westfall, who always seems to be the unwilling victim in some of these shots, he just took a shot to the face and went down. Gets up, and the Afton teammates are used to this. They just pat him on the head and say, keep going. 39-37, and he will. 39-37, Afton by two. Driving in is Carlin, and he knocks over Westfall, so this time Westfall takes it for the team. And that's Carlin's fourth foul. So Carlin with four, Dylan Moffitt with four. He's in the game right now. Greg Warren having to make some tough decisions. He's got both players with four fouls in there. Hinman with three in there. Matt Olin not in there, but he's got four fouls. Westfall turns and faces. He's at half court. Bounce pass to Stevens. Stevens to the right side for Stuhler. Hinman trying to set up down low. Carlin giving him the business down there. He's got four fouls. Has to be careful. Hinman, the fall away is good. That's the shot that I saw against Harpersville and never saw after the first shot of the game. He's got 13, Baker's dozen for Hinman, 41-37, largest lead for the Crimson Knights. Jones drives in, kicks it out to Moffitt for three. It's good! It didn't fall that nicely, but it fell nonetheless. Third three-pointer for Dylan Moffitt, but the first since the first quarter. They try to break the press. Hinman deep in the corner, back out to Stuhler. Stuhler to Stevens. Shearer down low. Carlin gets around Hinman and somehow knocks it away, but Hinman gets it eventually. 12 on the shot clock. Hinman sets a screen down low. Shearer to Stuhler, and he makes it. Great screen by Hinman, and Stuhler came across from the weak side for the open pass. Shearer found him. It's 43-40. Left side, Hanvey driving in on Stevens, and they're going to call Stevens for moving with him and thus the foul. Caleb Stevens' third foul. That's 9 collectively on Afton. Last one-on-one opportunity. Kyle Hanvey held scoreless in the first half, had 6 in the third quarter, including 4 for 6 from the foul line. He gets 1-1 here. Or two shots, rather. Up and good. BG 3 for 5 in this quarter. 43-41, they trail by 2. The clock shows 3:41. Hanvey's second shot is off the back of the rim. Moffitt might have gotten a foul in there trying to push off on Westfall. And that could be 5 on Dylan Moffitt. Yes, it is. It is 5, and he is done. Dylan Moffitt did most of his offensive damage early, 2 3-pointers in the first quarter. He finishes with 13, which is team high right now. So that is a tough one to take for him. Coach Greg Warren, knowing that he was taking his chances with Moffitt being in there, that's with this much time left and 4 fouls, Moffitt does not know any other speed but full speed. A lot of these kids are like that tonight. Stevens right back to right back from Stuhler. Needs some help. Westfall up the floor. Bounce pass to Joe Shearer in the right corner. Long pass to Stuhler, who's wide open on the left side. Bounce pass inside, back out to Stuhler. Three-point shot left side off the back of the rim. Ball kept alive. It's tapped. Nice job by Bailey Green, who converts the layup. Bailey Green's first basket of the game coming in for Moffitt, and it's a biggie. It's tied at 43. Stuhler fouled by Green, who has all five to give. But Green made his presence felt right away. Darian Heath comes back into the ball game, replacing Caleb Stevens for Afton. Inbounds for Afton, and they go into the corner, put up and way off the marks. I won't even tell you who shot it. I'll tell you Joe Shearer made the rebound on the opposite side, had a wide open pass to Stuhler. Stuhler missed the layup. Nobody has Ryan Jones underneath, and the pass is a little bit too hard for him. They overthrew Ryan Jones. Could have broken the tie. 43-43. Four ties in this game. Five lead changes. Heath, no look pass to Shearer. Shearer, baseball pass into Stuhler. The finger roll, no good along the baseline. Layups are a hard, hard shot tonight for both teams. They've had their chances inside. You can't say one over the other. So, all in all, the game is simply tied at 43 all with 2:23 left in this ball game. As late as this game is, I would not be shocked to be calling an overtime. But it's too early to even think about it. Too early / too late. So let's see if I can figure out where I'm. Make sure I got all my numbers here. How about that while we stay on here? Got to go through the third quarter. 10 plus 3 is 13, and 12 more is 25, and 6 is 31. 31 and 4 is 35. I've got BG for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 points to make 43. Okay, that does check out. 34 points after three quarters for Afton. 36, 38, 40, 42, 43. All right, I guess I wasn't missing it. Yay, I'm on the opposite side of the scores table, so I can't exactly run over and check. We are tied at 43. Big game for both teams early in the season. Hanvey passes in to Luke Butcher. They've got Ryan Jones, as well as Mike Carlin and Bailey Green, who took Dylan Moffitt's place after Moffitt fouled out with 3:41 left. Driving in hard is Butcher. Too hard, and he also misses the layup. Winds up with a loose ball by himself along the left baseline, dribbled under the basket and back out the right side. That's happened a lot. Four on the shot clock. Hanvey is going to go up with a three-point shot. It'll count if it goes. Missed it. Ryan Jones rebounds. Off the glass, no good. Hinman controls it for Afton. Outlets to Shearer. Shearer to the middle of the floor. He's going to take it all the way in. Misses the layup. Rebound Ryan Jones for the Bobcats. Both teams missing their share of layups. No question about it. Drawing agony from the crowd. A stop and pop from Cullen. Partially blocked. Nice job defensively. I think it was Stuhler who blocked it, but recovery by BG, and they still have 19 seconds on the shot clock. All right, we will take a timeout now. A minute 28 to go in this ballgame. Still tied at 43. BG and Afton boys match game tonight from Afton. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, and Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, who knows how this one's going to shake out tonight in the cold outside, but the pretty busy gym tonight. Man, a lot of people come to this game, or come to the series of games. BG JV boys win, BG varsity girls win over Apton. This is Apton's chance to avoid the sweep. Kyle Hanvey inbounds to Luke Butcher, guarded by Caleb Stuhler. Apton, man-to-man for the most part. At the elbow is Carlin, driving in through the double team. Comes up underneath the rim. No good. Hinman to Heath. And boy, is BG really going crazy with their trapping defenses. Heap, I thought, did a nice job to get out of the double team and behind the back pass to a teammate, but they say he went out of bounds. Shearer, did he knock the ball away? Yes, he did. It'll be Bainbridge Guilford's ball. Shearer, nice deny defense on the inbound pass. Down to a minute 11. Fresh 35 second. Whoa! Almost a backcourt. It could have easily been that way. Butcher gets away with something there. And it's a fall-away shot by Butcher, way off the mark, touched by nobody. So it'll be, in this case, justice prevailing for Apton. What happened was the inbounds pass, it was taken routinely by Luke Butcher as he was backing up over half-court the wrong way. Right in front of the officials, and he didn't call it. Westfall on the press break. Bounce pass to Shearer. No, does not go for the three. Stuhler goes inside. And, well, somebody sold it. I think Ryan Jones sold that play. Stuhler drove baseline. They call that the flop when you act for the offensive foul, and I think that was an act right there. But a steal by Westfall as he's going out of bounds, and they say he was out of bounds first. Wow. Crazy stuff here. Crazy stuff. Another full timeout. Oh, my goodness. This one's hard to describe. And there haven't been points in 2 minutes. 43-43. The foul situation looks like this for BG. Dylan Moffitt has fouled out. Mike Carlin picked up a fourth foul. Nobody else with more than two for Bainbridge Guilford, and they have six team fouls, so anything after this, if it's not a shooting foul or a basket good foul, is one and one. Apton has been in the double, has put BG in the double bonus with their collection of fouls this half, so anything BG shoots is going to be two fouls, with the exception of a made basket or a three-point shot foul. So there's still the 1-1 in play here, but BG has done a nice job tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're 3-for-6 in this quarter, but they're 11-for-18 in the game. Pretty decent when you think of their season stats. 40 seconds to go. Luke Butcher at the point to the left side for Hanvey. Hanvey's gonna, well, he fakes the drive on Westfall into the corner for Green. Green's getting some fourth quarter minutes here. Butcher driving through. The bank shot, no good. Top by Heath and Hinman. Oh, a bad pass by Heath. He left his feet, goes off with 15 seconds to go. Hanvey drives in on Hinman. Oh, the block shot. And Apton fans are livid while Bainbridge Guilford fans are celebrating. Kyle Hinman up to block the shot by Kyle Hanvey, who is strong with the left hand. Kyle Hanvey is trying to keep a straight face. I mean, I think after the game, he would probably go over to Hinman and say, nice block. Kyle Hinman timed that as well as anybody could time it. We'll see if Hanvey can unbreak the tie, and he, or did break the tie. What am I saying? Break the tie, he did. Hanvey with 7, now 8 points, mostly from the line. So he makes 2 in a row. Big free throws for Kyle Hanby on a questionable block call on Kyle Hinman, which gives him four fouls in the ball game. He had every right to go up to try to block that shot. I felt he did a clean job. Hanby had a nice drive. There's no question about that. The call was made. It's the toughest call in basketball, so they say. Charge versus a block. Or in this case, with the block, it could have been called an alternate possession. So we talked about the Bainbridge-Guilford foul situation. Afton, we just heard Kyle Hinman with four. Matt Olin with four. Caleb Stevens and James Westfall with three. Nobody else with more than one. Free throws now have become so important because Afton has only 1 for 2 in the entire second half. They're 5 for 14 in the game. That's about 35-36%. With those two free throws, BG is up over 60%. They were 11 for 16 coming into the quarter. 11 for 16, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they've tried 24 and made 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah, they're 67%. All right, 10 seconds to go. Here comes Heath down the left side to Hinman. Hinman is going to kick it back to Heath for the game winner. Three-pointer. It's good. It's good for Darian Heath. 1 second to go. Hanby, it will not count. Afton's Darian Heath with a game-winning shot. And you talk about your turnaround. Kyle Hanby gave BG the two-point lead with two very gutsy free throws. Darian Heath got a pass from Kyle Hinman. Hinman could have forced the shot to try to tie it and send it into overtime. He kicked it back to a wide-open Darian Heath on the left wing. Heath let it fly. It rattled in and stayed in. Big, big final shot for Darian Heath, Jr. in Afton, and the Afton Crimson Knights get their first MAC win of the season and take their season record to 3-1. Wow, what an exciting finish for both teams. Let's get Heath with the second three-pointer for him. Gave him 10 points. Well, we'll take a break, total it all up, catch our breath, and be done for another night in our third game of a four-game opening week series. But the most exciting by far. Final score, 46 for Afton, 45 for Bainbridge-Guilford. Stick around. Our post-game show coming up live. Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey finishing it up as a happy recap for Afton tonight and a tough one to swallow for the still winless Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. Had a win snatched out from under them by the three-point shot with 2 seconds to go by Darian Heath. Tough shot to make, tough shot to take, and a tough shot to make, but he did it. Our postgame show on WCDL brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, the all-purpose award sponsor. Echo Brands is a proud supporter of all local youth activity in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players again this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. By NBT Bank, the outstanding offense award sponsor, putting customers first every single day. Happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC and our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor, Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports as always on WCDO. And at Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, let's total it up first of all, shall we? For Bainbridge Guilford, oh goodness, isn't it interesting the point totals that came out of this. I mean, a low-scoring game, there's no question about it, but we did wind up having 1, 2, 3, 4 ties, the last one being 43-43, and we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lead changes, the most in both categories in the first three games we've had this year, so obviously the most exciting. Dylan Moffitt started out red hot. He finished, of course, fouling out on a free throw or on the free throw lane. And certainly was over there very excited on the bench, or I should say very inspired to help his teammates from the bench, whatever he could. So I give him credit for that. It's tough to foul out in a game of this magnitude. 13 points for Moffitt, though. 3 three-pointers to lead the way for BG. 4 points for Adam Bowerly, all at the line in 6 tries. 2 points for Bailey Green. Luke Butcher had that hot second quarter, a three-pointer, 2 three-pointers the old-fashioned way. He wound up with 12 points as he made 3 for 4 free throws in the ballgame. Kyle Hanvey held scoreless after averaging over 18 a game. He scored 9 points, just 1 field goal, but he was 7 for 10 from the foul line. An impressive effort there, especially those last two that put BG up by two in the final 15 seconds. Mike Carlin made the first shot of the game, a three-pointer. He finished with 5 points. That was his only field goal. He was 2 for 4 from the line. So, totaling all that up, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That can't be right. 7 two-pointers? That just doesn't make sense. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, I got 7. And 3 pointers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 2, 4, 6. Wait a minute. 6 3-pointers. 6 2-pointers. Sorry. 7 3-pointers. I'll make that 5 3-pointers. 12. 15 is 27. How many? 10, 14, 16 free throws. See, I hadn't missed anything all the way up through, even though I thought I did. Let's try this again. We got all kinds of time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's it. 7 two-pointers for 14. 5 three-pointers is 15, makes 29. They need to make 16 free throws, and they did in 16 for 24 from the line. Nice effort there for their 45 points for Afton. I'm sorry if that's so confusing, but I'm confusing as it is. Afton with a nice balanced effort. You don't always see that as I'm calling the shot, calling the game here. You don't always see the balanced effort, and then you look at the end of the game and you go, oh, gosh, it was a balanced effort. Kyle Hinman led the Afton scoring with 13 points. He was 1 for 4 from the foul line. 10 points for Darian Heath, including that magical three-pointer at not just short of the buzzer. Caleb Stevens with a basket for 2. He had a lot of tough misses inside. James Westfall had 6 points. He was 0 for 2 from the line. Joe Shear with a basket from 2 points, a basket for 3 points, 5 points, and a couple of assists that were very crucial in the game. Matt Olin, 3 points, a basket, and a free throw in 2 tries. Kyle Hinman, as we said, 6 two-pointers, 1 for 4 from the line. And Caleb Stuhler had a most interesting 7-point night. Two field goals, 3 for 6 from the line. A lot of guys tonight missed inside shots aplenty. We won't single anybody out, but boy, that sure was a frustrating night for Stuhler, I know, because he got to the basket so very well, as did some of the BG players, just could not put the biscuit in the basket. So let's count up these. 2, 4, 6, 8, and 8, 16. They had 16 two-pointers. That's 32 points. They had 3 three-pointers to make 41. They made five free throws in 10, and 4 is 14. 5 for 14 from the line. Not impressive, but enough to get the job done tonight. Just 1 of 2 from the line in the second half. All right, time for the awards, and this could go both ways here. The NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Let's give it a quick look here. Well, hey, got to go with a shot winner. Darian Heath with the Outstanding Offense Award for the night. And that actually settles all kinds of ties because there were four or five guys that I think deserved it in a game that offense was not the main thrust. Defense and turnovers actually were the main thrust. But we're going to go with a shot winner. That's a game winner. That's Darian Heath for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. The Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, again, can go many, many ways. I'm looking at Luke Butcher. I'm looking at Hanvey and Carlin on the BG side. I'm looking at Joe Shearer and James Westfall on the defense. Looking for Kyle Hinman on the defense. A lot of candidates on the defensive side. And this one is a real, real tough call. And I guess I'm just supposed to make a call. I'm going to go with James Westfall. James Westfall is going to win our defense award tonight. Again, taking a lot of lumps, hitting the hardwood hard, was probably the most consistent player for Apton in that he got the ball where it needed to go. He played his defense. He got some steals. He was a constant force for Apton because foul trouble and whatnot. I think James was in there most of the time for Coach Winans for obvious reasons, and he'll win the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight, oh, man, that's another tough call. I guess it will be a sweep for Apton. It'll go to Kyle Hinman tonight. Kyle Hinman with the All-Purpose Award. Hinman with some defense when it needed to be, offense when they had to have it. I don't know who led tonight in rebounds. I think some people had more offensive rebounds than they did defensive rebounds. But as tough as it was, I'd like to give an award to BG somewhere along the way, but just the way it played out, it didn't happen tonight. I was impressed with Luke Butcher as a point guard tonight, no question about it. And impressed with BG overall with a free throw shooting. That's the best effort for the season for sure. But Apton gets the win tonight. They go to 3-1 on the season. They are 1-1 in the league. BG now at 0-5 and 0-2 in the league. But I think they're coming along, and I think they're going to get some wins before the season is over. In fact, I can guarantee that they're going to get some wins before this season is over. All right, late night. Yeah, well, I figured to be home. I thought I'd be home by 10. Looks like I'm going to be home by about 10:30 as it is. So thanks to Joe Gardner staying up late, putting the popcorn on, and enjoying the game hopefully along. I mean, we both, when the game was over and we went to the break, we both were kind of, hey, that's the way it's supposed to be. Exciting basketball here at WCDL. So three games in the books for this week. Tomorrow night, Green at Sydney with the on-air time at about 7:15 with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Tip-off around 7:30. That could all change, as we know, according to the way the JV games work. But that'll be a big four-game sweep in the beginning of the season. Three games next week before we tell you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All right, so again, for the folks here at Apton, thanks for the setup and everything. Went off well. Great phone reception. That's the way it should be. And just overall nice to take care of me very well here at Apton. Final score once again, the Apton Crimson Knights squeaking this one out on a heroic shot by Darian Heath right before the buzzer sounded, 46-45. They take this one over their neighborhood rivals, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. For WCDL Radio Sports, talk to you tomorrow night. I'm Greg Davey.